B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Nun Beis. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Omud Beis. Says the Gemara B'moitza Yom Tov Chulei. The Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph told us that Motzei Yom Tov Rishon on the night after the first day of Sukkot Shel Chag, Yorudu Le'ezus Noshim, the Kehanim and Nevi'im went down from the Ezus Yisrael to the Ezus Noshim, U'masaknim Shom Tikun Godil, and they would fix something that had tremendous benefit, and the Mishnah didn't tell us what it was. Asks the Gemara, My Tikun Godil, what was this great benefit? What did they change? What did they do that was such a great benefit? Omer Belozo, Ko'iso Sheshoninu, this is reminding us of what we've learned elsewhere. Chaloka hoiso b'rishoyin at the beginning by the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, in the first Beis Hamikdash, then the Ezras Noshim, the walls of the Ezras Noshim, it was just straight and smooth. There were no balconies protruding from it. V'kifua, and at some point they surrounded it, kezustarois, with a balcony. V'hiskinu, and they instituted, she'yu noshim yoishweis lemailo v'anoshim melemato. They said that for Tznius reasons, for modesty reasons, the women would be sitting up on a balcony looking down at what was going on in the Ezras Noshim, the whole Simchas Beis HaSheva, Va'anoshim Milamato, and the men were down on the ground of the Simcha of the Ezras Noshim for the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Tanu Rabbonon, we learnt in a Braisa in a Tisefta, Barishoino at first, Hoyu Noshim Mibifnim, the women were in the Ezras Noshim, Va'anoshim Mibachutz, and the men were outside in the Chail, the area just adjacent to the Beis Hamikdash on the outside, and the Harabais. V'hoyu Boim Lidei Kalis Roish, and the very fact that the men were outside, the women were inside, it led to very frivolous and light-headed behavior. So they decided to change it. So the women should be on the outside, and the men should be on the inside. And still, they were too close. They were too close to each other. They were going through each other. They still had contact with each other, and it brought on some frivolous and light-headed behavior. And then they instated that the women should be up on the balcony, the men at the bottom, and then everything was okay. And that was indeed a tikkun godel. The Gemara now asks, how could they possibly add balconies to the walls of the Ezras Noshim? Does it not say in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Hakoil Bichtav, the whole plan of the Beis Hamikdash was written miyad Hashem, from the hand of Hashem, Olai Hiskil, it was given to me, Koil Malachis Atavnis. The whole structure of the Beis Hamikdash in every to the finest detail was given b'nevuah to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech gave it to Shlomo HaMelech. You couldn't just change things. Omar Rav said no. Kro Ashkechu. They actually found a posuk that the posuk tells us that it's appropriate that the men and women should not be together in order that it shouldn't bring to undesired behavior. V'dorosh, and they expounded on the following posuk. The posuk says in Zechariah, V'softo ha'oretz, and this is actually talking about Melchemes Gog u'Magog, what's going to be Emir Tashem B'Koriv, that the okay, Rashi here brings, it's going to be soon the Gemara is going to discuss it, but Rashi brings that at some point during the war of Gog u'Magog, Mashiach ben Yosef, there's two Mashiachs, there's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed, and there's going to be a hesped, a eulogy. V'softo ha'oretz, and the land will eulogize, mishpochis, families on their own. They wouldn't be all mixed together by the hesped. Mishpochis levad. Mishpachas beis David levad. The family of David would be on his own. Unashem levad. And the women would be on their own. Mishpachas beis Nosan levad. Unashem levad. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Omru, they said, v'haloi dvarim kal v'chimeh. Let's make a kal v'chimeh. Uma le'osid lovoi. If the end of time, when there's going to be the Melchemes Gog u'Magog, she'oiskim behesped. Number one, they're going to be busy in, they're going to be engaged in eulogizing, which is tsar, and a person doesn't get so lightheaded when he's in a situation of pain and mourning. And also, v'eina yitzhara shelet b'hem. At that point in time, Hashem is going to remove the yitzhara from our hearts, and we're going to learn more about this later in the Gemara. So the yitzhara doesn't have that much control over them, and nonetheless, Omra Torah, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, anoshim levad v'noshim levad, men should be on their own, and women on their own. Achshav, now, during the Simchas Beis HaShe'evam, shasukim b'simcha, number one, they are engaged in joyous behavior, and simcha brings to a certain lightheadedness. And also the Yetzara Shailit Bahem. The Yetzara has power over people. His time is not yet up. Allah has come over Kamo. Even more so, we can assume that Pasuk in Zechariah is teaching us that at every opportunity, make sure that men and women don't mingle together. Based on this Pasuk, the Chachomim understood that in the Beis HaMikdash, they could make these balconies to separate the women from the men, that the women should be on the balconies at the top and the men underneath. Says the Gemara, Ho Hespeda, this eulogy that they were this Hesped that's mentioned in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Maya Vidite, who are they giving a Hesped on? Pligi Bar of Doisav Rabbonon. It's actually a Machlekes. Chad Omar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag, as we saw before. One of them says that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in the war, and that is what the Hesped is going to be on. The Chad Omar, the other opinion holds, Al Yitzahora Shenerag. It's actually none other than the Yetzirah is going to be killed, and they're going to eulogize. There's going to be some form of hesped, of mourning. Bishlei melemando omal Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, according to the opinion who says that they were going to have hespedim and mourn over the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. Hainu d'chsiv, we understand that it says in the Pasuk, a couple of psukim earlier in Zechariah, it says in the Pasuk, v'hibitu eilai eis asher dokru, that means, they will look, they will gaze at me, the one that they have stabbed and killed, v'sof to olav, k'mispeid al yochid, and they will eulogize and mourn over him like somebody who mourns over the loss of an only child. So we can understand that that is what the mourning is. If Mashiach ben Yosef was got killed, El Olaman de Omar. Al Yosef, Al Yetzahara Shenerag, according to opinion that it was the Yetzahara that got killed. Hayas Beida Boy Lemevad, are they going to mourn and eulogize him? Simcha Boy Lemevad, on the contrary, they should be very happy that the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, has finally been put to an end. Amai Bochu, why would they be crying? Because the Psukim say there that there was a Hesped and there was. Obviously, there was mourning and eulogizing and crying. What were they crying about? Says the Gemara, Kedorash Rabbi Yehuda. La'osid lovoi, Rabbi Yehuda said that La'osid lovoi, in time to come, Mevioi HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yetzahara. Hashem is going to bring the Yetzahara, V'sheichatoi is going to slaughter it, B'fnei HaTzadikim U'B'fnei HaRashoim, before the Tzadikim and before the Rashoim. Tzadikim nidme lohem kahar gavoya. The Yetzahara will appear to the Tzadikim like a very big mountain. Something impossible to overcome. Roshoim, and to the Roshoim, Nidmolahem, Kachuta Saira. The Yetzahara will appear to them like a strand of hair. Halolu Boichin, Valolu Boichin, and they'll both be crying. Tzadikim Boichin, why will the Tzadikim be crying? Voimrim, they'll say, Heich Yecholnu Lichbeish Har Gavoya Azer. They're going to remember all those pain and all the challenges and everything they had to go through to overcome this Yetzahara. It's going to make them cry just remembering what they had to go through. Roshoim boichim, and the Roshoim are going to cry. They're going to say, "How could we not overcome this Yetzahara? He's all of the size of a strand of hair." Hashem is going to actually be in wonderment with them, with the tzaddikim. That's how Rashi in Zechariah explains it. He's going to be wondering with the tzaddikim, how indeed was it possible to overcome such a big a Yetzahara, like a tall mountain. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Koyomar Hashem Tzvokis, Ki Yipolei Be'enai, it will be wondrous in my eyes, She'eris O'mazeh, the remnants of this nation, Bayomim Ahim, Gam Be'enai Yipolei No'm Hashem Tzvokis, also in my eyes, I'll be wondering how indeed they could overcome the Yetzahara. Continues the Gemara Omer of Asi, Yetzahara, the Yetzahara b'tchila, at first, when a person first has his challenge with the Yetzahara, doyme l'chut shel buchya, it's compared just to a spider, a thread of a spider. Ulabasaif, but at the end it's doime ka avoisis agolo, like the ropes of a wagon, of an agolo. Shanemra, as it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Hoi wo moishche ha'ovoin, those who draw their averus, bechavle hashov, with ropes of nothingness. V'cha avois ha'agolo chato, and like ropes of the wagon of an agolo, chato, they sin. So you see here that the Pasuk first refers to the averus as shov, as nothingness, and afterwards it's like thick ropes. As we've Asi said, that at the first it's a chut shel buchya, it's just like a spider's web, which is no substance to it whatsoever. But if you actually go after the avera and you give it substance, then it becomes stronger and bigger and thicker, and the etar is much bigger. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Mashiach ben David, she'osid lehigolois b'mehira b'yomeinu, Mashiach ben David, that Emir Tzashem in the future, very soon, is going to be revealed. Oymer lo Yakadosh Baruch Hashem is going to say to Mashiach ben David, She'al mi meni dovor, you can ask for me anything, ve'ete nechon, I'll give it to you. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Asapro el choyk Hashem omar elai, that Hashem said, Asapro el choyk, that I'm going to make it known today, that Aniya b'ni ato, you're my son, Aniya yoyim l'diticho, and I created you, I formed you today, and we have a relationship of father and son. And then the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk, Sha'al mimeni, ask of me, ve'etno goyim nachlosecha, and I will give the nations to you as an inheritance, v'achuzoscha af se'oretz. Kivan sharo Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, when Mashiach ben David became aware and saw that Mashiach ben Yosef was going to die, Omar lefonov, then Mashiach ben David answered to Hashem, when Hashem said, you can ask me whatever you want, he said, Rabbeinu Shulaylam, Eini mevakesh mimcho elo chaim. All I'm asking you is to survive, to live. Omar lo, Hashem said to Mashiach ben David, Chaim, regarding survival and life, ad shelo yomarto, even before you asked it, kvar isnabe alecho David avicha, that your father David HaMelech, he was already prophesied about the guarantee of your survival. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Chaim shoal mimcho, that for life he asked of you, nosato lo yorech yomim oilam voed, and you gave him, the Nevuah says that your request has been granted, and your son, Mashiach ben David, is going to be granted life. Continues the Gemara. Dora Asher Bavira, V'item Rabbi Shua ben Levi. One of them expounded as follows. Shiva Shemu is Yeshle Le'etzahara. The Etzahara has seven names, seven formations, seven ways of being revealed, the seven aspects and faces of the Etzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korohi Ra. Hashem simply called it bad, ra. Shenemer, as we see in the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Vayorach Hashem es reach anichoyach, Vayomer Hashem eliboy, lo oisif, it's actually in Parshas Noach, lo oisif lekalil oides ha'adomo bavuro odom, I'm not going to curse the land anymore because of consequent to man's deeds, ki yetzer lev ha'odom, because the inclinations of the heart of a person, ra, are bad, min uro, from his youth, v'lo oisif oid lahakir eskol, Chai kashe osisi. After the flood, after the Mabel, Hashem said, I'm not going to do that again. Hashem said, Ki yetzer lev ha'odom ra min urov. So you see, the evil inclination, the Yetzirah, is called ra, bad. Moshe kori oral. Moshe Rabbeinu called the Yetzirah as uncircumcised, as if somebody hadn't done mila. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Umaltem, you should circumcise as orlas levavchem, the orla of your hearts. So you see that the Yetzirah is called orla. David kori tomi. David called the Yetzirah as impure. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Tehillim that David HaMelech said, Leiv tohir bro li elikim, a pure heart create for me, Hashem. And Michlal de'ikah tomi, from the fact that he was asking for a pure heart, it seemed that his Yetzirah is referred to as impure. Shleima HaMelech koroi soine. Shleima saw the Yetzirah as an enemy. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Imishli, Imra'ov Sin Acho, if your enemy is hungry, Ha'achileu Lechem, if the Yetzirah, who is your Soine, who's your enemy, is hungry, Ha'achileu Lechem, feed him with Torah, take him, bother him with the toiling of Torah, And as it says in another pasuk, l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, and give him with Torah, and with Torah you'll overcome him. V'im tzomen, if he's thirsty, hashkeu mayim, then give him water to drink, again alluding to Torah. Ki gecholim atachoyse al roshe, because that way you are heaping coals on his head. V'Hashem, and the pasuk continues, V'Hashem yeshalim loch, the literal translation of that is that Hashem will reward you. But the Gemara says, Al tikri yeshalim loch, it doesn't only mean the way it's read, that Hashem will reward you, rather, Elo yashli menu loch, he will pacify him. That means that if you learn Torah, then ultimately Hashem will make that the Yetzirah will become your friend, and he's going to stop bothering you and stop hurting you. Yeshayahu koroi michshel. Yeshayahu called the Yetzirah by the name of a stumbling block. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, in Yeshayah, va'omar, soilu soilu, pave pave, panu derech, clear the path, harimu michshel, remove the stumbling block miderech ami, from the path of my nation. And this stumbling block is referring to the Yetzirah. Yecheskel kori evan. Yecheskel referred to the Yetzirah as a stone. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, in Yecheskel, v'nosati lochem leiv chodosh, I will give you a new heart, v'ruach chodosh, a new spirit, v'etin bekirbechem, and I will put it inside you, v'asiroisi es leiv evan, I will remove the heart of stone, mibsarchem, from your flesh, v'nosati lochem leiv basar, and I will replace it with a heart of flesh. So you see here that the Yetzirah in the heart is considered a stone. Yoel koroi tzfoini, Yoel called the Yetzirah tzfoini, meaning the hidden one. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, in Yoel, ve'es hatzfoini archik me'aleichem, the tzfoini, the hidden one, the Yetzirah, I will distance from you. Says the Gemara, based or continuing with this pasuk we just mentioned in Yoel, tonu rabbonon, I will distance from you the tzfoini, the Yetzirah. Ze Yetzirah shetzofun v'oimid b'libo yishel Adam. This is the Yetzirah that is hidden and standing, that's lurking in the hearts of man. V'yidachtiv, and I will banish it el eretz tzio shmomo, to a desolate place. L'mokim she'im b'nei Adam mutzuyim l'izgaris b'hem, a place where no man will be found to incite. And that's what it says in the pasuk. V'satzfoini archik me'aleichem v'hidachtiv. It's words in the pasuk. V'hidachtiv el eretz tzia u'shmomo. And then the pasuk continues. Esponov, his face, el hayom hakadmoini, v'soifoi el hayom ha'achroin, v'olo v'oshoi v'tal tzachanosoi ki higdil lasis. This is all referring to the Yetzirah, whose face was to the yam hakadmoini, which is the first sea. What's this alluding to? Shenosan Einov b'migdosh rishon v'chriva. He set his eyes on the first Beis Hamikdash and destroyed it. And the Beis Hamikdash is called a sea, because just in the same way as all rivers lead to the sea, so too all the people would come and collect, or would be found in the Beis Hamikdash. So the first Beis Hamikdash is called the Yam Hakadmoini. And he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash v'horag Talmidei Chachomim sheboi, and killed the Talmidei Chachomim in it. And the pasuk continues, v'soifoi el hayom ha'achrin, and afterwards the end was to the final, to the second sea. What is that? Shenosan einov b'migdosh sheini, he set eyes afterwards on the second Beis Hamikdash v'chrivo, and destroyed it, v'horag Talmidei Chachomim sheboi, and killed the Talmidei Chachomim in it. Continues the pasuk, v'olo v'oshoi v'tal tzachanosoi, then his foul odor of the Yetzirah will arise, v'tal tzachanosoi, and his stench will rise up, and kihig dilasoi, so something particular bad that he was doing, shemaniach u'moisoilom u'mizgare b'seineim shel Yisrael, because he doesn't bother the goyim, he just comes and incites the seineim shel Yisrael. The literal translation is the enemies of Klal Yisrael, but it's just a nice way of saying that he's not inciting the nations, he's only inciting Klal Yisrael. Kihig de lasois. And when it says here that kihig de lasois, the last words in this pasuk, Omar Abaya, ubetalmidei chachomim yoisa mikulam, that he incites more than anyone else, he incites the talmidei chachomim, and that means the greater people. Where do we know this from? Kihada Abaya, an incident with Abaya. He heard this man, who's said to this woman, Naktim, let's rise up early, v'nezel boruch, and go on the journey together. Omar Abaya said, Ezel, I better go. Afroshinu miyasura, I assume that since they're going to be in a secluded area and they're going to do an avera there, I better follow them and make sure they don't do any serious averas. Ozal Basrayu, he followed them, Tlosa Parasi, a very long distance of 3 parasa, Ba'agmo in a meadow, there's nobody around. And at some point, Kihava Poroshim Adodi, when they came to a crossroads and it was time for them to take leave because he lived in one place and she lived in the place in the opposite direction, Shom'inu Duka Omri, he heard they were saying, Oirchin Rechika, our paths are distant from each other. I have to go one way, you have to go the other way. V'tzavosin Basima, however, the company was very pleasant. We enjoyed each other's company, which means that they had some type of relationship. The company was pleasant. It wasn't like two estranged people. And even though they felt pleasant in each other's company and they spent such a long time in a secluded area, nonetheless, they didn't do any avera. Omar Abaya said to himself, if Manda Sonili, the one who I hate, and he was referring to himself, if it would have been me in that man's position, I would not have been able to restrain myself. And he felt, how can it be that this person who had such strength to not do the avera? Ozal and Sabaya went, Tolo Nafshe, he was leaning, Beibura Dadasha, on the bolt of the door. He was leaning there with Steyr, and he was very despondent. How can it be that I, Abaya, know that I wouldn't have been able to withstand such a challenge, and this person could? Osa Usaba, this elder came to him, and very often Abu Saba is actually referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, it's discussed in Tosfos and Chulin Daf Vav, Tonale, and told him, remember, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiro Yitzrei Godli Menu, the greater you are, the greater the Yetzer Hara is going to fight you. And therefore, Abaya, you can relax. The reason that you wouldn't have been able to have the strength that he did is because your challenge is so much higher and larger than his challenge because you're a Talmud Chacham. You're Godl Mechaveiro, you're greater than him. Continues the Gemara, Omer B'Yitzchok, Yitzrei Shel Odom, the inclination of a person, Mizgabir, strengthens all of Bechol Yoim every day and all day. It just, the Yetzer Hara just keeps strengthening itself and putting us to the test. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'a sa'odom ba'oretz v'chol yetzer machshu es liboy rak ra kol hayom. So from the rak ra kol hayom, you see that all day long the evil of the Yetzer Hara is just strengthening and is becoming more and more. Omer Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzrei shel Odom is Gabrielov b'chol yoim. Every day, the Yetzer Hara strengthens itself and tries to fight with a person, Mavakish la'misoi, and attempts to kill the person. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Tzoyfe Rosho la'tzadik, this Rosho, this wicked Yetzer Hara, is constantly watching the Tzadik, Mavakish la'misoi, and wants to kill him. It's in the Pasuk in Tehillim. If Hashem wouldn't give this person siyata dishmaya to overcome the Yetzer Hara, obviously a person has to do his, but at the end of the day he also needs siyata dishmaya. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, the next Pasuk, Hashem lo yazvenu b'yadoi, Hashem will not forsake him into the hands of the Yetzer Hara, lo yarshienu b'hishoftoi, and will not condemn him in his judgment. Continues the Gemara, Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, it was said in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, Impoga b'cho menuvel ze. If this revolting Yetzer Hara engages you, Moshcheu lebeis hamedrash, pull him to the beis hamedrash, sit and learn Torah. Im even hu, if this Yetzer Hara is stone-like, nimoyach, he'll dissolve in the shul, in the beis hamedrash. Im barzel hu, and if he is very iron-like, mispoitzeitz, then he will shatter with the Torah. Im even hu nimuach, if the Yetzer Hara is stone-like, he will dissolve, d'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, hoi kol tzomei, anyone who's thirsty, l'chu l'mayim, go and drink water, referring to Torah. Uchsiv, and it says in another Pasuk, that's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Iyov it says, avonim, that stones, shochaku mayim, water can wear them down. So if water can dissolve and wear down stone, and this person who is thirsty, meaning the Yetzer Hara is trying to overcome him, is going to the water, is going to Torah. So what Torah is going to do to the Yetzer Hara is what water does to the stone, is going to dissolve it. In Barzalum Espoitzitz, and if the Yetzer Hara is iron-like, then he will shatter. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Haloi koi devorai, is it not my words of Torah ke'esh, Dvori ka'esh, is it not like fire? Nu'um Hashem, says Hashem. Ukepatish yifoitzitz, sela, and like a hammer shatters a rock. So you see clearly that Torah, that is the fire, the words of Hashem, which is fire, has the capabilities of shattering a rock, like a shattering iron, like a hammer shatters a rock. Continues the Gemara, Om Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni Om Rab Yechanon. Yetzahara masisoi la'odom bo ilim hazeh. The Yetzahara incites a person to do an aveira in this world. Umeid alav lo'olim haba. And then in olim haba, he testifies against him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Mefanek minoyar avdoi, that somebody who pampers this servant, referring to the Yetzahara from his youth, v'achrisoi yeh monoin, then the end, what will be, is that this Yetzer Hara will be a ruler over him. Because at first, a person is supposed to, the Yetzer Hara is supposed to be a slave to a person, that a person is supposed to have control over it, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'atotim shel boy, you'll control, you'll overcome the Yetzer Hara. But if you pamper the Yetzer Hara and you give in to him when you're young, then what's going to happen is the Yetzer Hara will be a ruler over you. What makes the word menoin mean a ruler? Monoin, it's a pasuk in Mishli, it's a word in Mishli. But how does monoin mean a ruler? Shekein, Atbach, Rebchia had a way of arranging all the aleph base in an order called Atbach. In a moment we'll discuss that. And if using the order of the alphabet called Atbach, Kairin Lesada, then a witness, which is called Sahada, is the same letters as monoin. And what this means is that the Reb Chiya arranged the aleph base in a way that the units, tens and hundreds, every pair would make up 10. So in the units, it's 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6. And the hey, the 5, is standalone. And then in the tens, you've got the same. You've got the yud and the tzaddik, the chof and the pei, the lamed and the ayin, the mem and the samach, and then you have the nun in the middle. And then with the hundreds also, we know that there's kuf, resh, shin, tof is 100, 200, 300, 400, but the final letters are also in hundreds. That means the chof sofi, the final chof, is 500, the mem sofi is 600, the nun sofi is 700, the pei sofi is 800, and the tzaddik sofi is 900. And there again, the kuf goes with the final tzaddik, etc. And the letters of the fives, that means the 5, the 50, the nun, and the 500, being the chof sofi, they don't have a pair, and they interchange with each other. So if you take the letters of the word sahada, then the samach goes together with the mem. The hey, which is 5, is with the nun, because it's with the 50. The dalad is with the vav. And then again, the hay and the nun. So sahado and monoin are the same letters. Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna asked an apparent contradiction. Ksiv in one pasuk, it says, ki ruach zenunim hit'o, v'yiznu mitachas Elohim. There was the spirit of the zenunim, some ruach zenunim, that misled them. So you see that it's something external, something outside of them, which influenced them and made them do an avera. Uchsiv. But in another pasuk it says in Hosea, Lo yitnu ma'al aleihem lo shuv al aleihem, ki ruach znunim bekirbom ve'es Hashem lo yado. It says that this spirit didn't just mislead them from outside, it was bekirbom, it was inside their hearts. Well, make up your mind. Is this Ruach Znunim just something outside of them misleading them, or is it part of who they are inside them? Answers the Gemara, B'tchila Hotim. At first, it's just an external misleading. U'lebasayif b'kirbom. Afterwards, if you listen to the Yetzer Hara, then at some point, it will be inside the heart. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. B'tchila Koroi Helech. At first, the Yetzer Hara is just called like a Helech, a wayfarer. Ulebasoif, and later, Koroi Oireach. It's called a guest. It's a little bit more connection than just a wayfarer. Ulebasoif Koroi Ish, and after a while, he's called an Ish, which means a Balabais. He becomes the owner and the boss. Shenemar, where do we see this? These are Psukim in Shmuel. The Pasuk says, Vayovoi Helech Leish He'oshir. That a wayfarer came to a rich man, vayachmul lakachas mitzoynoi umibekori, and this rich man was reluctant to take from his own sheep and cattle, lasois loireach, to make a meal for the oireach. You'll notice that it started by saying a wayfarer came to the rich man, and the rich man didn't want to make a meal from his own sheep for the guest. So already the wayfarer is now referred to as a guest. So what did this rich person do? He took a sheep from the poor man, and he made it, he prepared it for the man that had come to visit him. So within one pasuk, the heilech became the oireach, and the oireach became the ish. And that is what Rava had said. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Eiver cotton, yeshle le'odom, there's a small organ every person has, mar ivoi seiva, if one starves it, and that means one doesn't give it more than one is supposed to, then seiva will be satisfied. Masbioi, but if you're constantly trying to satisfy it, rav, it will always be hungry. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, kamar isom, in as much as you afflict it, v'yizbo, that's as much as it's going to be satisfied, sov'u, Vayorom libom alkein shechechuni. Apostle in Hoshea. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chono bar Acha. Omri Beirav, they said in the Beis HaMedrash, Arba mischari taleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebarom. So to speak, and we can't understand this in a literal sense, but so to speak, there are four things that Hashem sort of regretted having created and like took responsibility for the negative that came from them, as if I created it and this is the mess that we're in. It's obviously, so to speak, Hashem doesn't regret anything. Hashem always sees everything in advance. But there's just a concept, and we're just reading the Gemara at face value. Ve'elehein, and they are, number one, Golus, the exile of Klal Yisrael. Kazdim, they were the people that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They were the Kazdim. Ve'yishma'elim, and the Yishma'elim. Ve'yitzahara, and the Yitzahara. Golus, where do we see that the Golus that Hashem exiled Klal Yisrael, that so to speak, he regretted it. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Va'ato, and now, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Mali poi, what do I have here? This is a term used in regret. No'um Hashem, says Hashem, Kilukach ami chinom, because my nation was taken for nothing, etc. Moishlov Yehililu, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Kazdim, where do we see that Hashem, so to speak, regretted the having created the Kazdim? It says in the Pasuk, also in Yeshaya, Hein Eretz Kazdim Ze Ha'om Loi Haya. This land, the land of the Kazdim, Loi Haya. I wish it wouldn't have been created. I wish it wouldn't have been. Yishma'elim, where do we see regarding the Yishma'elim that Hashem, so to speak, regretted it? It says in the Pasuk in Iyov, Yishloyu Oiholim L'shoydudim. The tents of the robbers prosper. Ubetuchois lemargizei el, and those that provoke Hashem are very secure. Laasher hevi eloya biyodoi. This is referring to the Yishma'elim that typically just live in tents in the deserts. And then it says the end of the pasuk, Laasher hevi eloya biyodoi, is like Hashem is saying that it was me Hashem, I created them, I brought them, as if I'm taking responsibility for it, as if I regret, I wish it wouldn't have been necessary, it wouldn't have been done. Yetzahara, Tichsiv Va'asher Hari. Oh, you see, the Pasuk says in Micho regarding the Yetzahara that Va'asher Hari, oh, you see, that so to speak, Hashem is saying that I caused Klal Yisrael to be evil because I created them with the Yetzahara. So there again, it's Hashem saying that he's taking responsibility and, so to speak, regretting the situation. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Il Moli Sholish Mikrois Halolu, if not for the following three psukim, Nismoitetu Raglem Shel Seinem Shel Yisrael, then the feet of the Seinem Shel Yisrael, which is just an elegant way of referring to Klal Yisrael, they would crumble. Chad, one pasuk d'chsev that we just mentioned, Vasher Hari Oisi, that Hashem said that I was the one that caused Klal Yisrael to be evil. I created the Yetzer Hara, and I caused all this. And this pasuk is giving us some way of getting past when we fall. We're not allowed to fall. This is not an excuse. But when Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael fall, we can say, Hashem, at the end of the day, you had part in this, and it somehow helps us in the judgment. V'chad, another pasuk, d'chsev, it says in the pasuk, והכיוצר הזה לא יוכל לעשות לכם בית ישראל נאום השם, הנה כחומר ביד היוצר, as clay in the hands of the potter, כן אתם ביודי בית ישראל, so too you, Klal Yisrael, are in my hands, which means that our destiny and our challenges and everything we go through is in Hashem's hands. So that somehow that's also an opening in for our judgment to say that Hashem, it's true we shouldn't have fallen, but we are in your hands. Veidach, another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nasati lochem leiv chadosh v'ruach chadosh etin bekir bechem v'asiroisi es leiv o'evin mibsarchem v'nasati lochem leiv basar." Hashem says, "I will remove from you the heart of stone. I will give you a heart of flesh," which means that all the challenges we have in our hearts, it's all in Hashem's hands. And on the day of judgment, after we do tshuva, we can use that as well. Continues the Gemara of Papa, Omar Af Mihai Nami. Of Papa brings yet another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ves ruchi etin bekirbechem." Hashem says that my spirit I've put inside of you. Vosisi es Hashem b'chukai teleichu mishpotai tishmur vasisem. But again, Hashem is owning that what's inside us, which is responsible for everything that we feel and experience, is coming from Hashem. Continues the Gemara. It says in the pasuk in Zechariah, "Vayarini Hashem arba choroshim." Hashem showed me four craftsmen. Manninu, who, this is Zechariah speaking, which four craftsmen did Hashem show Zechariah? And these are the craftsmen that, so to speak, would be influential on some level with the Geula, with the redemption. Manninu, Arbo Charoshim, who are these four craftsmen? Omer Vchonu Bar Bizna, Omer Shimon Chasida. Number one, Mashiach ben David. He's a craftsman, he's going to be building. He's going to be building the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach ben Yosef, also a craftsman. He's also going to be a builder. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'Eliyahu, we know Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come before Mashiach comes. And Eliyahu was also a builder. We know in Tanakh that Eliyahu Hanavi built the Mizbeach. Ve'Kohen Tzedek, and Shem, the son of Noach, is also going to be there. It was also shown, and he was also a craftsman. He helped Noach build the Teva, the Ark. Mosi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has a challenge with this. If you say that when Posuk, the Posuk Zechariah base, Posuk Gimel says that Hashem showed him the four craftsmen who he said was Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. But look at the next Posuk, in Posuk Dalad. It's a long Posuk. We'll read the whole Posuk. The Posuk says, Va'oimer, and I said, Mo eile boim lasis. What are they coming to do? Va'oimer, Leimur, Eile Akronis, these are the horns, Ashazeru es Yehuda, that are going to disperse Yehuda, Klal Yisrael, Kefi Ish, Leinoso, Roishoi, Vayovoyu Eile, and these will come, Lehachrid Oisom, in order to terrify them, Leyadois, in order to cast down as Karnis Hagoyim, the horns of the Goyim, Anoisim Keren El Eretz Yehuda, Lezoroisa, who are carrying a horn to the land of Yehuda, Lezoroisa, to disperse them. So the Pasuk speaks about Eile, speaks about them, but the Pasuk speaks about twice them. First, it speaks about Eile, is the Eile Akronois, are the horns, Asher Zeru Es Yehuda, that dispersed Klal Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu Eile, and these will come, Lehachridoisom, to terrify them, Leyadois is Karnes Hagoyim, in order to cast down those horns. So at the first, the Gemara, Rav Sheshes understood that the four Choroshim, these four craftsmen, is referring to the first Eile in the Pasuk, which are those that dispersed Klal Yisrael. And he's going to ask a question, I don't understand. The four you mentioned, the four that Reb Shimon Chasida mentioned, are not dispersing Klal Yisrael, they're gathering Klal Yisrael. The Gemara is going to answer that it's actually the second half of the Pasuk, which is the four Haroshim, they are the ones who are going to terrify the nations and bring Klal Yisrael back. Let's see this inside. Mosiv Reb Sheshes, Yehochi Hainu Dechsiv. What are you doing with the Pasuk that says, Ve'yomer Elai? It doesn't actually say those pasuk, those words, but it says, Eile Akronois Ashazeru, that they are the horns that dispersed as Yehuda. They dispersed Klal Yisrael. Hani, but these, asks of Sheshes, Leshuva Asu. These, Mashiach and Yaonovi, Kain Tzedek, they are going to bring Klal Yisrael back to restore them to their place. Omar Leis, he answered him, Shvil Sefer Dikra. You have to continue reading the pasuk. You'll see another group of people mentioned there, and they are the craftsmen that we described who they are. What does it say towards the end of the pasuk? Vayavoyu Eile, they will come. This is the four craftsmen that we mentioned. Lahachrid Oisam, to terrify them. Liyadois Es Karnis Hagoyim, to cast down the horns of the Goyim. Hanoisim Keren El Eretz Yehuda, those that lifted and carried a horn against Yehuda, lo zoroisa. Omer le, so he said, Rav Sheshes answered back and says, Behadi Chano, because who was he talking to? It was Rav Chano Bar Bizna that said in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida. And Rav Sheshes asked Rav Chano that from the Pasuk it seems not like you said. And Rav Chano answered him. So Rav Sheshes says, Behadi Chano ba'agadat lomoli. He's far superior than me in explaining the agadis of Chazal, and I can't challenge him and I can't argue with him. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says in Micha, V'hoyo ze shalom. This will be peace. Ashur ki yovoi ba'arceinu, when Ashur go through our land, v'chiyidreich ba'armoneseinu, and when he will tread through our palaces, v'ikamnu olov, and we set up against him, shiva roim, seven shepherds, u'shmoino nasiche odom, and eight princes. Man ninu shiva roim, who are these seven shepherds? Says the Gemara, David be'emtza, David HaMelech in the center, Odom, Sheis, Umusushelach, Miminai on the right, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe, Bismoile on the left. And where was Yitzchak? Yitzchak is going to be going to pull people and save people away from Gehenim, says Rashi. Uman Ninu, Shmoino Nesiche Odom, who are these eight princes? Says the Gemara, Yishai, David HaMelech's father, Vashaul HaMelech, Vashmuel, Omus, Utsfanya, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, Umashiach, Ve'Eliyahu HaNovi. Continues the Gemara, Arba Sulamo Yisachulu. We saw in the Mishnah that in the Ezras Noshim there were four Sulamois, four ladders going up to each of these menorahs, that each of these menorahs had four bowls at the top of them, each one had a ladder going up. Says the Gemara, Tana Goivo Shel Menorah Chamishim Amma. The height of these menorahs was a tremendous 50 Amas, very, very high. Continues the Gemara of Arbo Yelodim Shel Pirchei Kuno B'Yodeim Kadei Shemen Shel Meo V'Esrim Loig. Yiboyelu asks the Gemara, Meo V'Esrim Loig, the Kulhu, did each of them have 120 Loig? Oidil Melekol, Kulhu means between all of them, 30 Loig each, or Oidil Melekol Chad V'Chad, each one had 120 Loig. Answers the Gemara, Toshma in the Brisa, it says, Ubiyudim, in their hands, Kadei Shemen, they had barrels, or they had jugs of oil, Shel Shloishim Shloishim Loig, each one just had 30 Loig. Shem Kulam, and between all four of them, Meo V'Esrim Loig was 120 Loig. Tona, the Brisa says, V'hein Meshubochin, these youngsters, Koyanim, that were going up these ladders, holding jugs of 30 Loig of oil, are praiseworthy more. A Kohen, but the son of the daughter of Baisus, they are even more praiseworthy than this person. It was said about the son of the daughter of Baisus, he was so strong he could take two thighs, shel shoyer, of an ox, Hagodl, a big ox, shelokuach be'elav zuz, that was bought for 1,000 zuz. Or mahalech, and he could slowly, normally when somebody's carrying something heavy, he's rushing to put the thing down as quickly as he can. He was going, carrying 2 thighs of an ox, of a big ox, and he was going slowly, ekev b'tzad goydl, heel to toe, vloy, and as if it was just no great feat. And that's how he was able to go up the ramp of the Mizbeach that way. However, his brethren, the Kohenim, didn't allow him to do that. Because it's more of a hodor, it's more of a splendor for the king if more people are serving him, not just a single person is doing it all. And elsewhere we learn how many, in Yuma we learned exactly how many people, we needed the 24 people, how many people it was that would take all the parts of the korban, of the animal, and how it was split up, and therefore they didn't let him take more than just one piece, which would be allotted to him. My mushubachim, the question is, these people, these kids that were taking up these jugs of oil, up these ladders, why were they even more praiseworthy? Is it because of the weight of these jugs? The 2 thighs of this ox were much heavier. So why were you giving more credit, so to speak, or more praise to these kohanim? Elohosom kevesh, over there it was a ramp, umruba, and it wasn't so steep. It was the ratio of the height versus the length was 1 to 4. It was 9 amas high and 32 amas long, the ramp. And now a ratio of 9 to 32 is a ratio of 1 to 3.6, which the Gemara calls maruba, which is a ratio of 1 to 4. Velo zokuf, it's not steep. And therefore it's true that the 2 thighs were very heavy, but to go up a ramp and it wasn't so steep, that's not such a big deal relative to Hocha, but going up these ladders, Sulomis is the ladders, Vizokiv Tuva, it was very, very steep ladders. And even though it was less weight, but to be able to go up 50 amas a ladder holding a jug of 30 loig, that's an even greater feat than holding 2 thighs of an ox, a thighs of an ox, and going up the ramp. Continues the Gemara of Lo Hoya Chotzer B'Yushalayim. The Mishnah said there wasn't a single courtyard in Yushalayim that couldn't benefit from the light of these menorahs. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Isha Hoysa Boireres Chitim, there was so much light that a woman potentially could sort out the grains, the wheat grains, Lo Oroshal Beis HaSheva, from the light of the Beis HaSheva. Whether it was actually permitted to do that or not is a discussion in Tosfos here, whether one was allowed to have benefit from this oil, but there definitely was enough light that the women could have sorted out the grains with this light. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.